Okay, thank you very much, Anita. I think there were a number of references to issues of inequality and the role it plays in poverty eradication. I think this is a well-acknowledged issue in the economic literature, where it's been established that if you want to reduce poverty, it's not just about enhancing economic growth. You also have to address issues of income distribution, and that is ensuring that the benefits of economic growth, that they also go to not just the rich, but also the poorer segments of society. So income distribution and inequality issues are very, very important in terms of poverty eradication. But we also need to pay attention to things like enhancing participation of disadvantaged groups. I think there were a number of references to that during the interactive discussion. You have to enhance participation of disadvantaged groups in society. People like women, the youth, informal sector workers, and so on and so forth. They have to play a more active role in the democratic process to ensure that their needs and challenges are effectively addressed by the system. And then the last point I want to make is on the issue of a fiscal space. I think the panelist, I think it was Ms. Oliveira, who was talking about the need to have distributive space. I think that's a very important point, because when we have tax policies in developing countries that are not very progressive, they tend to focus more on value-added tax, which is not progressive. Perhaps they can shift away from that to things like wealth taxes, things like environmental taxes, things like capital gains taxes. Those are areas where if you shift the tax system to, it's going to be more progressive, and it will ensure that the poor don't bear the unnecessary burden of having to pay more tax than, you know, what they earn. So I think that's a very important point that we need to keep in mind as we try to find a way to promote inclusive development in developing countries in the present era of COVID-19. So let me stop here, and thank you for all the questions.